This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. At this year's Edinburgh International Festival, one of history's most interesting rivalries comes to the stage as a ballet. As her death approaches, Elizabeth I of England is haunted by memories, both real and imagined, of her cousin and rival, Mary, Queen of Scots. The two queens' fraught relationship is explored in this world premiere from Scottish Ballet's choreographer-in-residence Sophie Laplan and co-creator James Bonas. There is an audio-described performance taking place at 3 p.m. on Sunday the 17th of August in Edinburgh with a touch tour before the performance. We're joined by one of the audio-describers, Emma-Jane McHenry, to learn more about the production and her process. Hi, Emma-Jane. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia. Lovely to be here with you.
So can you give us a bit of background into your career so far in audio description?
Yes. My career led me to audio description through dance, really. I trained as a contemporary dancer. From there, I moved into the world of education and worked in local authorities as a dance specialist, and then found myself with Scottish Ballet as an education officer. And it was here that I met my first ever audio describer and was introduced to the world of audio description. Scottish Ballet had been audio describing productions since 1998, and this was in the early noughties by this point. So it was quite well established in the company. It was done by the marketing department. So it felt with that somebody from a dance background or somebody from an education background could find their way quite nicely into it. And I was trained as an audio describer then specifically for the company. And I did. I found a lovely segue into the world of audio description. I was breaking down movement for classes that I taught of people of different ages, different facilities, different abilities. So I was almost audio describing on the go, if you like. And I transferred those skills and my skills delivering talks and workshops into the role of an audio describer. And from there, I described narrative productions mostly. And then I started doing more contemporary works. And then I left Scottish Ballet and went on as a freelance audio describer. And that's where I now sit. I have a specialism in dance, but I also describe plays, films, dance films in particular, all sorts of different things. And I think for me, I love being as close as I can to the movement so that I can then translate that for our audience, for our visually impaired audience. And there's nothing better than being allowed access into a rehearsal studio and watch the movement be created. I get all sorts of words and expressions from the dancers and the creative process that I can use and pass on to my audience. So that's kind of the journey that I've taken. It's never a dull moment. I never stop learning. There's no one process. There's no one audio description fits all kind of process. So yeah, it definitely is a journey and one that is continuing, thank goodness.
Can you give us an elevator pitch overview of this production?
Well, this production is a bit of a major production for Scottish Ballet, given that it's all about Mary, Queen of Scots, and her cousin, Queen Elizabeth. It's a wonderful female perspective. The choreographer in residence at Scottish Ballet is Sophie Laplan, who was a former dancer with the company. And I think it's a wonderful co-production and a creative partnership with James Bonas. The focus is on the storytelling, but it's storytelling through movement. And it's a real strong physical presence from a lot of the characters in the work. It's a complex relationship between Mary, Queen of Scots, and her cousin. And I think Sophie's choreography that blends classical dance, but also modern movements, kind of really works effectively to tell the power and the emotion of the story. The costumes and the set is amazing as well. It's the kind of piece that everything marries together to tell the story of these two women, but in a really interesting way, because the perspective is from the older Queen Elizabeth. It's her last day on this earth, and it's her perhaps looking back on what has happened tumultuous period in history that has happened. So I think it's for somebody who loves drama, for somebody who loves history, who's never been to a ballet, this is a great one to access. For somebody who loves their ballet, again, it's a brilliant one because it's very physically challenging for the dancers too. So it's something I think that everybody will get something out of and will come away thinking, wow, and thinking about it for a long time to come, I think.
And what have been some of the standout kind of puzzle pieces or challenges for you in audio describing this production?
I think always when I create audio description, and I think I'm thankful to come from a performing background that I understand the creative process and what goes on in a rehearsal studio, because this is a new work and new works are always have a sense of fluidity until they're actually honed in and the final product is created. I was very fortunate to be in the rehearsal studios the other week with Scottish Ballet, watching it take shape, watching the layers slotting into place to tell the story. The challenge for me as an audio describer is waiting for that moment for it all to come together. Do I wait for that moment for when it's all done and I have a finished product there so that I start scripting? Or do I launch myself in from the beginning and create my audio description along the same time and the same timeline as the work itself? So that's our challenge with my co-collaborator, Fiona Pedgrift.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are some of the elements of the show that have excited you the most that you think audiences will really enjoy?
Oh, it's a tough one because I feel as though every element of this production are quite equal, you know, in terms of striking, there's striking choreography, striking costumes. The set will look really powerful, really amazing. I think it's just the crossover between the Elizabethan costuming and the punk slant to it as well. And I just love that merging of different periods in history, but still are effective in the telling of the story. So the costumes for me are just fantastic. And I think they're really visually very striking. And I think when the dancers start to then move, it brings another element to it. So it's really actually quite hard to pin it down on one thing. But I think the fact that there's two strong females in this, and also the role of Elizabeth is played by different dancers too at different points in her life. So it's interesting. I've always, as someone who loves history and you know, Mary Queen of Scots is a part of history that I'm really fascinated by, to kind of think of it from Elizabeth's point of view as well, you know, at the end, the last day on earth and thinking back to what has happened and what's been done. And it kind of shifts my focus a wee bit towards Elizabeth and wonder, how do you cope with life like that? How do you cope with everything that's happened? And of course, the tragedy of Mary, Queen of Scots.
And alongside kind of taking in all of the striking different elements of the performance, what are you hoping audiences will take away at the end of having come along?
I hope the audiences take away the fact that ballet and dance is a very powerful tool for storytelling, and that there is no one fixed thing that you can take away. Everybody is different. The audience is all different. Everyone will have their different ideas and perspectives and will have something that they take away from the performance. But I think it's the power of storytelling that dance has, married with props and costume and music. I think it's the power of all of that drawing together to tell a story is quite unforgettable.
Can you remind us where the performance is taking place and when people can come along to the audio described performance?
Absolutely. So the audio described performance is taking place at the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh on Sunday the 17th of August at 3 p.m. There will be a touch tour beforehand at 1:30. And if you're coming for the touch tour, if you just come to the foyer and the venue staff will be there to meet you. Fiona, my colleague, and I will start describing the production 10 minutes before it starts. So at 2:50, if you could be in your seats with your headsets on, we'll give you an introduction before Act One starts.
Well, thank you so much, Emma Jane McHenry, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Amelia.